That's Scott Simmons, and we're with the Home Improvement Show, and I'm with Albert. And Albert is a well driller on Salt Spring Island. So what does that mean? You go out and drill water wells, Albert?
I find the people water so they can build. They can't build without water for a water sample.
You got to have potable water to build a house. So you actually do the witching too, don't you?
I find the water for them.
Find the water and then drill the well.
In most cases, it's successful.
Most cases, well, you never. There's no guarantees when you're drilling, that's for sure.
No, it's like an oil well.
It's like an oil well. Now, how deep can you drill, actually, if you're drilling down on Salt Spring?
The deepest is 8 1/4, 825 feet.
I didn't think you went over 600 feet deep.
We can go down.
825, wow, that's amazing.
825 feet.
And then if you're down that deep, you've got to case the well too, that deep.
No. You only case down into the bedrock.
Oh, okay.
And then you grout it in the ground.
Oh, okay.
Cement it in so groundwater can't get in.
Oh, okay.
And then you got to have an 18-inch out of the ground, which is the law now for BC.
Right. And then you've got to have that capped off and with bolted on there, right?
With a bolted on cap. No artesians. It's against the law now to have an artesian well.
It is, really, in BC.
Yeah, you have to seal it. Sometimes it can cost you more than what it costs to drill the well.
Wow. And then, I always thought the casing went way down there. It doesn't actually go that far, though.
No, it only goes approximately 5 feet, 10 feet into the rock. It depends how shattered it is.
Sure.
But you go past the shattered to solid rock.
Now, how long would it normally take you to drill a well? It's a day's operation or more, is it?
2 days. You should be finished. 300-foot well. It also depends on what material you're going through. So.
Right. Well, that's just it. Sometimes when I find the wells, now I look at the spent material and you can see what's down there or something.
Most cases, yeah. You can tell if it's shale or granite or sandstone just by the cuttings.
Now, are there some spots on Salt Spring where you've been doing it for quite a while on Salt Spring, so you must know what areas, how deep and how shallow, where you're going to hit water?
The depth, you never know. Most areas you do, between the shale, sandstone, quartz, lots of quartz, south end, and anywhere from Cushion Lake south.
Once you get down in the south half, the rock down there, the geology is different than the north half of the island.
That's true. Lots of shale at the north end.
Do you charge more to drill down through the granite of the south end?
No, it's the same price. The only difference is in overburden, you got to pay extra for the casing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, same price all the way.
So generally speaking, are the wells in the north half of the island is basically Nanaimo glacial till. Are the wells generally shallower in the north half of the island?
Now, you call it glacier till. It's not glacier till. It's shale.
Shale.
Yeah.
So is that generally speaking in the shale of the north half of the island, are the wells somewhat shallower than the granite on the south half? Or?
No, you'll get normally shallower wells in the granite than you do in the shale. And you get better water in the granite and the sandstone. You get way better water.
Oh, really? Because it actually collects water better in the aquifers through the granite, you think?
Or? You're talking about aquifers, and I'm not one that believes in them, so...
Oh, there you go. See, you don't... Yeah, so the water's just down there somewhere, or what?
What we do is we cut these fractures off.
Right.
The stick will not work on still water. It's got to move.
Oh, okay. So the water's down there moving, and you're just basically...
To me it is, because I've seen cameras go down where you can see the water moving in the well.
Right. And then also you do pump tests too, don't you? Like a well test to find out how much water you've got in there.
All your subdivisions are pump tested, every well. Pump tested for 12 hours and 3 hours on recovery, how fast it comes back. On all those wells, it's the first hour that'll tell you how good a well it is on the recovery.
Now, I've got a question about that. Is it dependent on the time of year that you do a test on a well? Could it make a difference if you did it in August or if you did it in January?
It would depend on the material you're in, for one thing. Shale, yes, because it's so porous. It also depends on shale if it's standing up or laying down.
Okay.
In some spots, it's standing up. So the water's going to go in a lot easier than if it's sheet-like.
Oh, okay.
That's why your aquifers, I don't... If you were to drill in a subdivision, and they're all on the same level,
right,
all your wells should be the same depth.
Right.
Because you're going into the same aquifer.
Right.
It's not like that.
Right.
You can have a 150-foot well, next to it a 300-foot well.
Well, that's what I've noticed. They're all different, every one.
Every one. And when you do a pump test, you monitor the well beside you. And I've never had one that was hooked. So they can't be in the same aquifer then.
Right.
I see what you mean, because they're all individual. Like, and it doesn't necessarily, if one well is a high producer, you could be right by it with one that isn't producing well.
Most of the time it's like that. Yeah. You can have 100 gallon a minute on one well, and 100 feet away have a half a gallon a minute. So you can't tell. I would never tell a person the flow of a well, because I don't... that's like, to me, is like looking in a crystal ball.
Right.
Because you can't get, like, how, and people always want to know, well, how many GPMs, and that's what I say. Well, it's so dependent. I mean, you know, the time of year, it depends on so much.
Well, I can tell you when the well is drilled.
Right.
You get that brief window when the well's drilled, but you don't. There's nothing going out from there.
No, but in a way, our wells, when we hit them, we always put the flow less than what we actually get it at the time. And if we got it in March, then we'll cut it way down. So if you get a 3 gallon a minute well in March, we might say a gallon and a half. And that's what you should get. And that's plenty for a house.
So you always go way low just in case it doesn't...
Just in case the table does drop, or if it's got something...
You're not a realtor. You're not going to overestimate things.
No, well, realtors always underestimate the cost, too.
Well, there we go. Exactly. So someone's car alarm is sounding in the background here, so bear with us while that shuts off. Now, speaking of cost, I mean, everybody wants to probably know how much is a well, but it's like saying how long is a ball of string.
That's right. It can go anywhere from 2,000 to 10,000.
It all depends on access, even the access, like getting your truck in there. All those things add up to your time and energy, isn't it?
Well, we only charge for the drilling end, but you got to get us in. We got to have access to the well site where we can drive in. The rigs are heavy, so you got to have good ground for them, or we'll go out of sight, and that costs you more to get us out.
Right.
So.
Yeah. And then you charge per foot then, I guess.
Everything's per foot.
Right.
Except cleanouts. And cleanouts is a setup charge, and then we charge so much an hour for the rig.
Okay.
If you have to replace a rig, you're looking at least $750,000.
Right.
And that's not counting anything.
Right.
Just the rig.
Right.
So now, when you charge by the foot, if you drill down 60 feet and you all of a sudden are hitting really good water, then whoever's putting in the well, they've got a pretty good deal.
I just did one.
Okay.
They say groundwater is 50 feet. Anything under 50 feet is groundwater.
Right.
But when you hit in the middle of September, 3-4 gallons a minute at 50 feet, you'd give the owner the option of keeping it or going deeper.
Right.
It's up to the owner. We work for the owner. We don't
work
for ourselves in a way, but if the owner wants us to go deeper, we'll go deeper. But
now, sometimes the risk you can get by going deeper, though, is if you're close to the ocean, you can penetrate into the salt water, can't you?
Only in certain areas. And don't forget, most of your salt water wells are not sea salt.
Oh, right. Okay.
It's mineral salt.
Right.
Because each one's different.
Right.
So
yeah, you can find salt water wells on salt spring and not even be close to the ocean, which always confuses people.
That's true. That's true.
Which is a real...
Yeah, it's... in a lot of areas, you really got to watch. When you hit good water, you got to quit, because 25 feet more, you might hit salt.
Yeah, that could be... Yeah, or else even sulfur or something like that.
Well, sulfur's okay, because you can get rid of it.
Right.
Just have to aerate it into a tank, and it's gone.
Right.
You can also get rid of it with bleach.
Right.
A cup of bleach sometimes, and lots of times it's got nothing to do with the well. It's your hot water tank.
Right. The anoids in your hot water tank.
Yeah, that's right. The anoids will do a reaction on the water, and usually it's twice as strong as sulfur.
Exactly. Now, that's why there's different types of anoids if you have sulfur in the water.
That's true. Yeah. Yes.
Well, thank you very much for this insightful interview from Albert Kane, a well driller on Salt Spring Island. It's one of those mysterious things that people always ask, you know, I want to drill a well. How much is it going to cost? It's like, well, how big is a ball of string? I mean, it's impossible to really predict. You have to hire a good driller. It's got to come over and take a look at it, and then you go from there. That's the way it goes, kind of, isn't it, Albert?
That's right.
There's no guarantees in life, and there's no guarantees when you're drilling a well.
Most of the time.
Most of the time.
You want a guarantee, we'll pay, you'll pay more.
There you go. Well, thank you very much, Albert. Have yourself a wonderful day. We'll talk to you later.